B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Tezayin. We're going to start the last two words at the bottom of Daf Tezvov Amud Beis. We saw in the Gemara before that min ha-Torah, glass vessels are not mekabel tuma. However, the Chachomim said that since there was some similarity between glass and earthenware, therefore the Chachomim were geyser that kli zchuchis are going to be tomei. That was the reasoning of Resh Lakish, why the Chachomim said that kli zchuchis are tomei. Asks the Gemara, Elo me'ato, according to you, Resh Lakish, that the reason that glassware is tomei midrabonon is because of its similarity to earthenware, loy litame migabon. We know that there's all kalim. If something tomei, for example, a sheretz or a person that touched a dead person, whatever the situation may be, touches a kli, then the kli becomes tomei. And there's no difference as to whether the tomei touched the outside of the kli or the inside of the kli. The exception to this rule is with earthenware kalim, where if one touches it inside the kli, it becomes tomei. But if a tomei touches outside an earthenware kli, it does not become tomei. So we would have thought that glass kalim also, if one touches it on the outside, it should be tohir, like earthenware kalim. Alomotnan, why did we learn in the Mishnah, kli cheres u kli neser? Earthenware kalim u kli neser is a type of clay vessel which is similar to kli cheres, tum oson shove. They are similar, they share the same halachas. That what? Mitamin umetamin mi avirehen. This is also a special halacha only said by earthenware, that even if the tomei did not actually touch the inside of the kli, it just was put into the airspace of the kli. If somebody took a sheretz and put it into the airspace of a kli cheres, the kli cheres becomes tomei as if it touched the inside walls of the kli. And the same applies to making something else tomei. If the earthenware kli is tomei and you take a oichel or mashke and you put it inside the airspace of an earthenware kli, even if it did not touch the kli, it becomes tomei. That's what it means here, that kli cheres and kli neser, which are two types of earthenware kelim, tum oson shove, they have similar halachas. Mitamin umatamin, they become tomei and they make tohir things tomei, me avirehen, just being in the airspace. Umitamin me'achirehen, ve'in mitamin migabehen. They will only become tomei from the inside of the kli, or if on the base of the kli there's a type of cavity or receptacle on the base of the kli. If you turn the kli round, it can contain something. That's called me'achirehen. It's also called an airspace, and it will become tomei if a tomei thing gets put into that airspace. Or if the kli is tomei, it will make something else tomei if the tohir oichel is put into that airspace. However, migabehen, on the outside walls of the kli, where it's not got a receptacle, it will be tohir. It will not become tomei or make something else tomei. Ve'ein mitamin migabem ushviroson metaroson, and in the case of a kli cheres, only breaking it, rendering it inusable, will make it tohir, and putting it into a mikvah will not make it tohir. Says the Gemara, kli neser ukli cheres hudetum oson shove, only kli cheres and kli neser share all these halachas, avol midi achrina, no other material, loy, they will not have these halachas. And the question is, why does glass not get all these same halachas as kli cheres? Because the only reason glass is tomei is because of its similarity to kli cheres. Says the Gemara, Omri, kiven dechi nishberu yesh lehem takona shavinu kekli matchis. There's one fundamental difference between glass and earthenware. An earthenware kli, once it's broken, cannot be fixed. However, glass kli, it can be melted and refashioned, recreated. So in that aspect, there's some similarity to regular metal kalim, and since it has some similarity to regular metal kalim, therefore it will become tomei, even migabon, even on the outside wall of the kli. Asks the Gemara, Elo me'ato, yachzuru lutumoson yeshono kekli matris. If you assume that there are some similarities between the glass kalim and metal kalim, then there's a chumra with metal kalim, midrabonon, that should apply to glass kalim as well. And that is tuma yeshono. Let's see this. The Mishnah says, Ditnan, we learnt in the Mishnah, Kli matchos, metal kelim, pshuteim, whether it's those vessels that do not have a toich, they don't have an interior airspace, they're just flat. Umekablen, and those vessels, metal ones, that do have an airspace, tmeim, they can become tomei. Nishbaru, if they get broken, toharu, they become toir. Chozar va'oso mehen kelim, if after they become inusable, you repair them and you recreate those kelim, chozru l'tumoson yishono. Then the Chachomim said, they will get back their original tumah, and they'll be tomei again, even though they got broken. All the while you did not put it into a mikvah, the tumah will come back. Whilst it's in a broken state, it will be tohir. Ve'ilu gabe klei zchuchis, regarding glass kelim, tnan, we learned in the Mishnah, kli eitz, wooden kelim, kli oyer, leather kelim, made of skins, kli etzem, those made of bone, ukli zchuchis and glass kelim, pshuteim tohirin, if they do not have an interior airspace, if they are flat, and they're used flat, they are tohir. Umekablem tomeim, only if they have an interior airspace can they become tomei. Nishburu, if any of these kelim became broken, inusable after they became tomei, toharu, they become toher. Chozar v'osomem kelim, if afterwards you make them again into newly usable kelim, mekablem tumah mikanu la'abo, from now they can receive a new tumah. Mikanu la'abo in, only from now and on. Lemafreya, but to get back its old tumah that it had before it got broken, loy, that is a din that's unique to metal kelim. The question is, why do we not give that chumrah onto glass kelim, since we saw there's a similarity between glass and metal, that you can melt it down and fix it and recreate it? Says the Gemara, Tumas kli zchuchis derabonon. The whole concept of a glass kli being able to become tomei is only midrabonon, as we've seen on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. V'tumei yeshana, the whole concept of a kli that got broken after it was tomei, and it became toher while it was broken, that it gets back its tumah that it had before it got broken, derabonon is also only a rabbinical din. So, betumah deraisa, in a case where there's metal kelim, where kelim that are mateches, that are metal, they receive tumah min ha-toira, achisu berabonon tumah. The chachomim imposed on it this chumrah of tumah yeshona. Betumah derabonon, however, with glass kelim, that the whole concept of tumah with these kelim is only midrabonon, loy achisu lo rabonon tumah, the rabonon did not impose this new tumah called tumah yeshona onto these kelim. Continues the Gemara, Pshutehen miholitami. At least the pshute clay zchuchis, those clay zchuchis that do not have an interior, they should at least share the same halachas as mateches, that they should become tomei. Doha pshute clay matchis, doi reiseninu. The pshutim of clay matchis is not chumrad rabbonon. The fact that a metal kli becomes tomei even if it does not have an interior airspace is minatoira. So why do we not say the same halacha with glass, that if glass is similar to kli mateches, as we saw before, that for that reason a glass kli can become tomei even from the outside, it should become tomei even if it does not have an interior airspace? Says the Gemara, you're right. However, ovdubu rabbonon hekira, the Chachomim wanted to make a clear distinction between metal kelim and glass kelim, in order ki hecha deloy lisreif alayu truma vekochim. A person might think that glass kli is tomei, the same as metal kelim, all the halachas are the same. So in the same way as if truma or hekdash touches a tomei metal kli, you burn the hekdash, so too if it touches a tomei glass kli, they'll burn the hekdash or the truma. And that's not true, because with glass kelim, it's only tomei midrabonon. And you're not allowed to burn truma and kochim that became tomei midrabonon. You just have to not eat it. You're not allowed to burn it. In order to make this distinction clear, the Chachomim left one halacha difference between the two, and that's pshuteim. So everybody knows pshutei klei matchis are tomei, pshutei klei zchuchis are tohir. So we should always remember that the whole concept of tuma with a glass kli is only midrabonon, and in the event that truma or hektish touches it, don't burn it. Continues the Gemara, Rav Ashi Omar, lo'oilom likli cheres domu. The truth is, we always compare glass kelim only to earthenware kelim and not to metal kelim. Udekokashi lecha loylitmu migabon. You're going to ask the question that the Gemara asked before in Omud Aleph, that if they are compared to earthenware kelim, they should not become tomei when something tomei touches the outside of the kli. In the same way as kli cheres do not become tomei migabon, so too glass kelim should not become tomei migabon. We asked a kasha that we saw explicitly in a Mishnah that it does become tomei migabon. Says the Gemara, yeah, I'll tell you why. Hoyil v'nire toichoy kabaroi. Since a typical glass vessel is transparent, when you look at the outside of the kli, you see right into the inside. Therefore, the outer side of the kli has the same halachic status as the inside of the kli, in the same way as a kli will become tomei if it's touched on the inside, so too regarding glass kelim, if it's touched from the outside, it's as if it got touched from the inside and is tomei. Continues the Gemara. We saw before on Daf Yudalad Omud Beis in the Brisa, Shimon ben Shetach tikein ksubo leisha. We explained that on Daf Yudalad Omud Beis. V'gozar tuma al kli matris. And he decreed, he made a gezeira, that metal kelim should be able to become tomei. Asks the Gemara, kli matchos, do iraisa ninu. You're telling me that the concept of metal kli becoming tomei is a gezeira of Shimon ben Shetach? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Dichsiv, it says in the pasuk, ach es hazov ve es hakesef ve goimer. We learn out from psukim, it's explicit in psukim, that metal kelim become tomei. Says the Gemara, Lenitzrecha elo letuma yeshana. The concept that we mentioned on Amud Aleph of tuma yeshana, which means an old kli, and that was tomei, it became broken, and now it's tohir. And if it was a metal kli, if you recreate and you fix the metal kli, the old status of tuma comes back. That's midrabanon. That's what Shimon ben Shetach was geyser. Domer v'yudomarav, ma'isa b'shel tzioin amalka. There was a story with a queen called Shelzion who lived in the time of Shimon ben Shetach. She also mishte lebno. She was making a feast for her son. V'nitmu kol keileo. All the vessels, all the kelim became tomei. Maybe somebody died in the room, and the halach is that any kelim sharing the same room as a dead person all become tomei. Tomei meis, they become an avatomei. The only way they can become toyer is either breaking them and recreating them, or having to go through the long drawn-out process of 7 days. On the 3rd day and on the 7th day, it has to be sprinkled with what we call mei chatos, which is water in which the ashes of the pora aduma were placed. And then one has to go to mikveh, tovel the kelim, then one has to wait till the end of the day to make sure it's not tovel yom, and then they are toyer. And she wanted to make this feast for her son and did not want to wait a whole week to be able to use these kelim. So what did she do? Shavroson, she broke them. V'nosnoson letzeirah, she gave all these kelim to a smith. V'ritchon, and he resoldered them. V'osomem kelim chadoshim, he created, so to speak, new kelim from them. And now, technically speaking, minatayra, they're all tohir. V'omru chachomim, the chachomim said no. Yachzuru l'tumason yeshana. They all retain and receive back the original tumas meis, and they have to go through the whole purification process of waiting the week and doing the sprinkling it with the water of the paraduma. Maitama, why did they make this gzeira? Mishum geder meichatos noguba. If people are going to be able to just make a hole at the bottom of the kli, resolder it, and it's tohir instantly, people are going to forget that there's a concept called poraduma, and that a tomei mace, kelim that became tomei, because of a mace, they need to go through the process of the sprinkling on the 3rd day, the 7th day, mikveh, etc. And in order to not lose the knowledge of this of these halachas, they said that you get the old tuma back. Says the Gemara, "Honicha lemando Omar loy lechol hatumis omru elo letumas meis bilvad omru shapir." According to the opinion that says that the concept of tuma yeshana, which Shimon ben Shetach was geyser, is only applies to tumas meis, we can understand because only with tumas meis we have a concept of pora aduma and the meichatos. So, in order that meichatos should not get forgotten, they said that tuma yeshana, the old tuma, comes back until you go through the whole purification process. According to the Mandoma who holds that the concept of Tumei Yeshono applies with all Tumas, even those that do not have Pora Adumo, Maikilamemar, how are you going to explain why did they make this Gezerah of Tumei Yeshono? Abaya says we were afraid if everybody's going to start wanting to save the whole week and just make a hole in the bottom of the kelim and resolder it, maybe they will not make a hole that's big enough. If you make a tiny hole in the keli, it won't render it unusable relative to what it's supposed to be usable for, and he'll think that it's tahir, and in truth it's still tome as it was before because it did not become unusable. So in order to make sure that this shouldn't happen, they said you have to go through the purification process, you have to put it into the mikveh, wait till the end of the day, then it becomes tahir. There's no such thing as breaking a kli and fixing it, resoldering it, and then it will become tahir. We cannot take the risk of people knowing how big the hole has to be in order for it to be called a broken kli and tahir. Rava Omar, Rava gives a different explanation. Gezeira shema yoimru tvilo bas yoima oililo. Rava says, in the case of regular tuma, you put it in the mikveh, you have to wait till the end of the day, only then it becomes tahir. If you break the kli, minatayra, as soon as it's broken, it's tahir. You fix it 10 minutes later, it's tahir, you've got a usable kli. So somebody's going to see that this kli was tomei 10 minutes ago, and now you're using it for tahirus. People are going to think that if you put it into the mikveh, you can use it straight away afterwards. They might not realize that in the meantime, it got broken and fixed. And since people might make that mistake, we say we cannot take the risk. You always have to do the tevila and then wait till the end of the day. Even if it got broken and you fixed the kli, it's the tumah yeshona comes back, put it in the mikveh, wait till the end of the day, and then it's tahir. My binayu, what's the halachic difference between Abaye's explanation and Rava's explanation? Says the Gemara, ikka binayu deritzfinu meratzef. If you didn't just make a hole in it, if you totally flattened the kli, and you made it, it's finished as a kli, and now it's more or less a brand new kli, that's going to be a difference between Abaya and Rava. And Rashi has two explanations. One explanation is that according to Abaya, who says the problem is you might not make the hole big enough, over here you totally flatten the kli, no one's going to think that you didn't do enough, and it's still an old kli and it didn't get broken. This is a broken kli, there's no risk. However, according to Rava, the problem still applies. They can see that a kli that was tomei a few minutes ago, and now you're using it. So what that you flattened it? Tachlis, you gave it to a smith, he straightened it out again, he made it into a kli, and the gzera still applies. The other pshat in Rashi is the opposite way around. According to Abaya, it could be that you won't flatten it enough to make it into a shever kli, into a broken kli. However, since it got flattened to this extent, and the smith had to totally recreate it and rebuild up the kli, nobody will make a mistake thinking that this is the same kli as you saw a few minutes ago, and therefore maybe you just put it in the mikveh, and now it's tahir. Everyone will see that a smith recreated this kli, and they will not learn from here that in the event that it did not get broken and you put it in the mikveh, that you can use it still on the same day. Continues the Gemara. Now, for those that remember, we were in the middle, we started on Daf Yud Daled Amud Beis, we started with 18 Dvorim, the Yud Ches Dvorim, that were Gozru Boi Bayoim. We saw that in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, what are the 18? The Gemara brought a Mishnah that started off with the Trumois, those things that Midrabonon render Truma as posel, as being a Shlishi, if it's touched, and we saw the Mishnah there. It's a Mishnah in Zovim. Okay, so according to Rashi, as we've seen previously, Rashi says that two of the 18 things are in a Mishnah previously learnt in the Perek, which is how to delouse one's clothes and read with the light of a lamp. Another bunch, 8 or 9 of them, were in that Mishnah. We're still short of a whole load to get to 18. So now the Gemara is coming back to the list of 18 and wants to know what are the rest of the things that they made the Gezerah in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorin. Says the Gemara, V'idoch Maihi, tell me another one of the 18 Dvorim. Says the Gemara, Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Hameniach Kelim Tachas Hatzinur. If a person had a pipe, a gutter, into which rainwater fell, from the gutter, it went, the water would get collected there and would flow down. How you have a gutter that's not itself considered a kli is something Rashi discusses, but either way, we're assuming it's a gutter that's not got the status of a vessel, and therefore the rainwater flows through it and finds its way to the mikveh is kosher. However, if you put kelim, vessels, to collect the water coming off this pipe, and from those vessels the water then pours into the mikveh, it's called maim shu'uvim, and the mikveh will be posel. Hameniach kelim tachas atziner lekabel bohen mei geshomim. If somebody puts vessels to collect the water coming through this gutter to collect the rain, echot kelim gedolim, irrespective of whether it's big kelim, ve'echot kelim ktanim, or seemingly inferior kelim, vafilu klei avonim, or klei adom, or klei glolim, even types of kelim made of earth and stool of the animals that and stone, where the kelim themselves cannot become tomei, but in the halachas of the water being called maim shu'uvim, being collected waters in a vessel, it passels the water. Poislin es hamikva. Echod hamaniach, irrespective of whether you put this vessel under the gutter, ve'echod hashecheach, or if you forgot the vessel under the gutter, it passels the mikva. Divri b'shamay. B'shamay say that irrespective of whether you put it there or if you forgot it there, it's called sha'uvim, it's called sha'uv, it's called collected in the vessel, and therefore it renders the water as being inusable for a mikveh. B'shilil mutayrim b'shecheach. B'shilil say, if you put the kli there, and that means you wanted the water to collect in there, then the water has a status of maim sha'uvim. But if you just forgot the kli there, and you didn't want the water to be collected there, it does not have the status of maim sha'uvim. Omer Reb Meir said, Nimnu v'robu, b'shamay ol b'shilil. They counted, and they saw that there were more people who hold like b'shamay than b'shilil, and therefore the halacha is like b'shamay, and this is one of the 18 dvarim which was counted and decided upon in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiyo ben Gorin. And we're carrying on the Mishnah. Umoidim b'shamay b'shecheach b'chotzer. If you forgot the vessel under the gutter, there b'shamay say that since you initially put the vessel under the gutter, we're soon going to explain this, the Gemara is going to go into this, but you put it there, it's apparent and clear that at some point you wanted water to go into this vessel. It happens to be that in the meantime you forgot about it, and B'Shamay say that nonetheless, since you wanted it initially to collect the water, any water that comes into this kli, even if you forgot about it in the meantime, is called sh'uvim. But if you forgot this kli in the chotzer, in the middle of a field, in the middle of a yard, and it wasn't collecting water from a pipe, it started raining and it collected the rainwater, in that case, shehu toyer, it's not called that you wanted this to be collected, and therefore the water does not have the status of mayim sh'uvim. Omer b'yesi. Rabbi Yossi argues with what Rabbi Meir said. Rabbi Meir said that Nimnu v'Rabu, and this is one of the Yudches Dvorim, that everybody agreed that the halach is like B'Shamay. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Adayin Machlekes B'Mkoymo Imedes. This is not one of those arguments where everybody agreed that more people held like B'Shamay and therefore the halacha was like them. And we're back to an original status quo of a Machlekes B'Shamay and B'Shilil, and the halacha is like B'Shilil, not like B'Shamay. Omer of Masharshia. Masharshia is now teaching us the Bei Rav. In the Yeshiva of Rav, Omri, they said as follows. The Braisa. Hakil Moedim, everybody agrees, both B'Shamay and B'Shilil. We just saw that they argue when you leave, when you're Shoicheach, when you forget a vessel under a gutter, whether the water collected in it is called Maim Sh'uvim or not. They both agree, Keshehinichom B'Shas Kishur Ovim. If you put this vessel under the gutter when the clouds were gathered and it was about to rain, and then you put the kli there, and then for whatever reason you just forgot about it, you went about your regular business and you forgot about these kelim, of course tameim, it's called that you considered and you wanted the water there, the fact that you absent-mindedly forgot about them, there's no one in the world that will say that that's a reason that the water should not be called Shu'uvim. B'shas pizur ovim, if you put the keli, the vessel, under the gutter, when the clouds were scattered, there was no rain in sight. Divrei Hakol Torim, everyone agrees that you did not intend the water to be collected in these kelim, and therefore the water is not called Shu'uvim. They're only arguing in a case that you put it there when the clouds were gathered and you thought it was going to rain. It didn't rain, the clouds dispersed and they got scattered. And a while later the clouds regathered and it started raining. In that case, the question is, if the fact that in the meantime the clouds had scattered, does that mean that the intentions you had initially, we just ignore them, and then it's as if you just forgot them there, the kelim, without the intentions of it collecting from the rain, and it will be tahir? Or no, since when you put them there, you intended it to collect the rain, the fact that in the meantime the clouds scattered doesn't matter, and it's still called shuvim. And that's the machlokes be Shammai and b'Hillel. Mar sovar bot lo machshavti. B'Hillel say that the fact that the clouds dispersed, his initial intentions to collect the water is redundant, and therefore it's tahir. The water is not called shuvim. Umar sova loy botlo, and Beis Shammai say that it's not considered that his initial plan is over, and since when you first put them there, you wanted to collect the rain, it's called that you intended it to be shuvim, and the water is possible for the mikveh. Now the Gemara says, "Uli Rabbi Yosi de Omar Machlokes Hadayin Bimkoimo Imedes." The Gemara is looking for places and halachas that the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued, and they came to an agreement. Halachas like Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, it's this case of when you forget the kelim under the gutter." But that's all true according to Reb Meir, who says that indeed this is one of the halachas that it was agreed upon that most people paskin like Beis Shammai, and halachas like Beis Shammai. However, according to Rabbi Yosi, who says this is a regular machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, it was never agreed upon that the halacha is like Beis Shammai. So then this is not one of the Yud Ches Dvarim. So we need another one. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, Doma machlokes Adayin Bimkoimo Imedes, Botsri Luhu. I'm missing one of the Yud Ches Dvar. Omrav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Af Benois Kutim Nidois Me'arisoson, Boi Bayoim Gozru. We know that the halacha is that a girl, a woman, even just one day old, a little baby girl, if she sees dam nidois, she becomes tamei straight away. It's learnt out from a posuk. The kutim did not believe or did not hold of this drasha, and they held if a little girl becomes a nida, she's not tamei. The question is, every little one day old girl of a kuti, can we assume that since they're not keeping the halachas of nida, that she's tahir? Or do we say no? Maybe she's tamei, and maybe she saw dam, and the only reason that she's acting as if she's tahir is because they don't believe in these halachas, and we have to assume that she's tamei, like with every nida. And that was a discussion between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and nimnu v'gomru, that halacha is that b'nois kutim, the girls, the little girls of the kutim, they have the halachas nidois me'arisosan, from the cradle, from one day old, we have to treat them as if they are tomei nida, and boi bayoim gozru, this is one of the things that they were gozer on this day in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiah ben Goring. And Emir Tzashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue on our search for the rest of the 18 dvorim.